Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Studio De Heffrey. I'm Jeff Cavanaugh. Hi. Let's talk about some Dallas Cowboys football, shall we? We've got movement. We've got action. And today what we're going to attempt to do is to just rationally talk about what's going on with the Cowboys without yelling at anyone. That's going to be our goal. Although if you want to yell at someone, you are welcome to in the comments. That's fine. You just tell me who you're the most upset with. You just fire that in there in the comments. Hit the thumbs up button while you're there. So Eric Kendricks is going to be a Dallas Cowboy. We finally beat the Niners at something. We beat him at signing a guy. Take that, San Francisco. We'll talk about what it means, what's next, all the different things. This presentation is brought to you by my friends at BetOnline, who I appreciate. You use the promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, when you sign up on BetOnline. Get you a nice little 50% sign-up bonus. Could have made a ton of money. I don't know what the odds are or if it's available on there. If you'd have just bet that the Cowboys weren't going to do anything on the first day of free agency or that the Mavericks were going to win a game last night, even though they only made like six threes. Nobody made more than one three. That's insanity. But anyway, BetOnline, that's your jam. Got basketball going on right now as we barrel towards the playoffs, tournament upcoming, all those things. Promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V. Okay, Eric Kendricks is going to be a Dallas Cowboy, and we like that. We're allowed to be in the midst of our disappointment and our sadness about Cowboys and their approach to free agency and where they are and where they may be headed. We're allowed to be upset and disappointed about that and still take this one thing on its own and say, this is good. Position of massive need? Check. Player familiar with defensive coordinator that can help other people at that position group that are young? Check. Guy who's on his way to washed but not washed yet? Check. Eric Kendricks was still a... I'm trying to figure out what word to put on it. I wouldn't say Eric Kendricks was a great player last year, but I also wouldn't say that he looked washed. Like, one of the primary things that was an issue when you're talking about linebacker on the Cowboys, and it's one of the things where don't let Jeff run a team either because I might have kind of gone the same direction. Not as far as they did. The problem with what they did is how far they went with what they did. They ran out of linebackers and weren't too worried about having enough of them on the roster, and then injuries didn't help them out. Marquise Bell was not a bad linebacker last year. He was a bad linebacker last year when people called run plays. That's... Eric Kendricks won't be a bad linebacker when they call run plays. He's been doing this for a long time. He is going to be quick to diagnose and get where he needs to be and beat offensive linemen to the punch and have enough to work his way through him when you have to. I think Eric Kendricks will still be a starting caliber NFL player that you're not going to look at and go, ah, crap, there's a weakness. That's what I think he has left in the tank. Not that you're going to be like, hell yeah, Eric Kendricks is out there tearing it up. We're amazing. But that we have a guy that is not a weak link and can do the job. That's what you've got. So I still don't think that the linebacker group, if you compare it across the NFL, is good. But you can survive. And that's my primary goal at every position group. Before we get to the draft, my goal is, can I go survive? So Eric Kendricks means I can survive. And I still need more guys. Damone Clark, DeMarvion Overshown, Eric Kendricks. It's not even enough guys in the room. I still need like two more dudes. But I can go to a football game with those guys and have my starters and be okay. So I'm no longer horned up for needing a linebacker. That's the goal. So they did it. And I will add this. And I know nobody cares about this, and you can curse at me in the comments for even bringing it up. I haven't seen what his contract is yet or how much he's going to make. But it doesn't matter for this particular thing. It is a little tiny bonus that Eric Kendricks was released and his contract didn't run out. Because right now, with who the Cowboys have lost, They currently have, I know you don't care, kind of, but it's at least worth mentioning. I'm sorry, but it's worth mentioning. Currently, for Biotish, Dorrance Armstrong, Tony Pollard, for the money they got, currently in the 2025 draft, the Cowboys will get a fifth round pick, according to Over the Cap, who's the best at calculating these things. So at the moment, you will have two extra fifth round picks and an extra sixth round pick. Does it sound like pretty much nothing? Yes, I get it, and that's fine. But I will point this out. Remember how the Rams went nuts in terms of their all-in, and they were able to bounce out of it fairly quickly? A big part of why they were able to bounce out of it fairly quickly is in the years where people were pretending that they said, F them picks. The trades they were making, they made sure that they got late picks back. They were not picking in NFL drafts. They were willing to trade their high picks, but they made sure that they were compensated for that with having a whole bunch of darts to throw. So they get cheap labor from a bunch of dudes, and they found guys because they had so many darts to throw. They did not say F them picks. They said, I'm willing to give up these high picks for players, but you're going to give me some picks back down the road in later rounds so that I can keep throwing darts. So the darts do matter. It is relevant, at least, unless his money is $2 million, then he wouldn't even qualify for the comp pick formula. But you signed a guy that was released as opposed to a guy whose contract ran out. Guys who are released do not count towards the compensatory pick formula. So that is just a little added bonus. Don't yell at me for delivering the message, okay? It matters at least a little bit. It's relevant. You need to know. Knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe, the other name being floated with the Cowboys that they may be interested in, from Jane Slater, NFL Network, my friend, is A.J. Dillon, the former Packers running back. And if they signed him, my thoughts on A.J. Dillon are this. Okay. That's fine. There is a reason that he's a guy that is still available. He is a dude that what he is what he is. He has very big quads, and he's a large human. His numbers in terms of not getting stuffed are good. His numbers in terms of making big plays are bad. That's what you would have, is a big dude who could run straight and push a little bit. He could push. And then we could partner him with Deuce Vaughn. Huh? Everybody's out on Deuce, aren't they? Everybody quit on my guy? That's fine. So likely what's going to happen at running back is the Cowboys are going to be looking to sign a random free agent, and they're going to pair a random free agent likely with a draft pick, and that'll be your running backs. Which also is fine. It's fine. But we need to keep in mind, this is my thing that we got to keep in mind. So Stephen Jones talked today as well. Stephen Jones was somewhere with Kid Rock, who was wearing fire pants. And Stephen talked about free agency. And it's fine. We're not doing an angry video today. But one of the things he said was, you know, you guys saw that first day. And what is it that he said? He said, the first day goes, it's wild and big dollars. And now it's kind of calming down. And we feel like that's where you can be efficient. And he talked about how that's worked for them in the past. My problem is, how do you say that with a straight face that it's worked for them in the past? I went over, what, yesterday or the day before? Their history of free agency of the last 5 years, probably 10 years, is that the guys that they sign out of the bottom of the barrel don't help their team. So, I think Eric Kendricks will help this team. I think if you sign A.J. Dillon, that would be fine, and he could play a role. But if we look back at their history in free agency and signing guys that get the amount of the guys that we're talking about, it's going to turn out that we're being very optimistic if we look at all of them and go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. That fills a need. He's going to help this team, because most of the guys that don't make much money, it turns out they aren't good, and they don't really help your team. So I'm kind of going against the grain, but I think Eric Kendricks will help this team. I think the familiarity with Mike Zimmer is good. I think it being at a position of need where you don't really have good players is good. I think having an old dude at linebacker is good. It's just one of those positions where I want the guy who has to make sure people know what they're doing to have been doing it for a while. Now, if you're fully washed, that doesn't work anymore, but I don't think he's fully washed. A.J. Dillon is young. He might be washed. And so we'll see how they do that. So now the challenge is they have a lot of positions that they still have to do with Eric Kendricks type things that need to work out for them to be as good as they were a year ago. And the team they were a year ago, as we all know, wasn't good enough. To be able to be even that good again, we need dudes they sign like him to be good at like four spots. The odds of that are very low. Or they're going to have to absolutely crush the NFL draft. Crush. And just, let's go back at history real quick, because I think we all know last year they might have had the worst draft class in the entire NFL. Normally, they're pretty good at this. But what are the odds that when we need a third starting corner, we got Diggs and Bland, but we need a third guy. What are the odds that we can find a third starting corner? I should probably just dismiss looking for an upgrade at the third wide receiver because there's too many other things to do. But I need a left tackle, or if you're moving Tyler Smith, a left guard. So I need a left side offensive lineman. I need a starting center. I need a starting third corner. I definitely need help, immediate help at defensive tackle. Receiver, I need help at running back. So I'm already up to at least five things that I need on my football team. And that's not counting. We'll say Eric Kendricks filled a need. So if I need five, like what's the odds you could get 3 to 5 guys that real life help your NFL team as rookies? Well, last year they got zero. They had 8 picks. They got 0 guys who helped them as rookies. Year before, Tyler Smith helped you as a rookie. Daron Bland helped you as a rookie. Ferg, DeMone, no, because we're looking for starters. So, Tyler Smith. Year before that, Parsons. Osa played, maybe. Year before that, CD and Diggs and Biotish. In a great year, you might find 3 dudes that can help you fairly quickly. You might. The odds are you're going to find 1. We're still short a lot of dudes. So history is not kind to the sort of free agents that the Cowboys are about to sign that they say they've had success with, that Steven said today that they've had success with. They have not. They need to. Or they need to have a historic NFL draft in terms of guys stepping in and helping them right away. Those are the 2 options. By the way, quick Tyron Smith update. They say they have not shut the door on a Tyron Smith continued career in Dallas. That's good. They're going to free up some money. They're going to do something to be able to give him his monies. On Dak, he's all in on working with us. He said they've had conversations with him personally and made it sound like they'd also had conversations with Todd France, obviously, his agent. And that's it. Free agency, Tyron, Dak, their free agency plan. Those are the things from Steven today. So anyway, that's your Cowboy update of the day. And may you be blessed. I hope that you have a wonderful day. Remember, you have no idea what anyone's going through, so be cool to everyone. We love you. Be easy.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.